I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. British singer-songwriter Ellie Goulding has raced to the top of the critics' polls in her home country, and now she's racing around the United States on her second tour of this country, and we mean racing literally. Goulding is an avid runner. So you were in Washington already.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were running through the streets of Washington.
Yeah, how do you know that?
You're very good. Thank you.
Very good at research.
Good producers.
Yeah.
And you yourself, did you find yourself running around a big white building?
Yes.
Yeah.
I ran around there. I ran to the Lincoln Memorial, mm-hmm. I guess.
Is this a way of kind of getting, I mean, maybe it's just a way of like getting exercise, but is it a way of also getting to know a place where you're stopping in on for maybe a couple nights for a performance?
Yeah, it is nice to get out there and see a little bit of the city.
And you invite people to run along with you?
I did, in the UK. It's really nice to meet people who are really passionate about your music, cause it's just really interesting to see what kind of people they are.
And if they can keep up with you.
Yeah.
Running.
Well, some of them didn't, I'd say.
So you've had a lot of support in the past couple of years, and I think probably more support's come from the outside than the inside, meaning in you, because I know you gave an interview last year and you said you didn't expect to get anywhere a few years ago, and Here you are again touring the United States.
Yeah.
And also we should say that your face, your album, has a cameo appearance on an iPhone TV commercial.
Yeah, I think it has, yeah.
Yeah.
Bizarrely. I didn't know about it. I haven't actually seen it on the TV, but... yeah, it's quite exciting, that is.
So, do you think that you just weren't talking yourself up enough? Has this all come as a big surprise to you? You've been getting great kudos in the UK in a Best of Critics poll. What's it like?
It's something that I don't know, without wanting to sound too kind of blasé, it's something that I'm quite used to now. In the beginning, it did affect me more than I thought, because I started getting very panicky and I it wasn't even like every day I was waking up going, oh my God, there's all this attention on me. It was a very inside, kind of a very dark thing that I didn't talk about. But it was kind of, it must have been building up.
But what was that pressure that you were feeling? If it wasn't like, oh, everybody's watching me and I have to, you know, top every performance with another performance, then what, can you describe what that pressure was?
I think it was a kind of a contradiction between myself being quite laid back and cool about things and not really being able to, in a good way, process just how big everything was getting, like being on television, being on some of the biggest TV shows in the UK and stuff like that. I was dealing with it mentally okay, but then my body physically was just not, and it was like, we can't take this. So with that in mind, the busier I am, I've learnt to deal with it now.
Is that where the running comes in?
Yeah, I mean, running—it's a great relaxation thing because you relieve so many endorphins and there's a lot of adrenaline you get rid of. So you know, I knacker myself out, and even if I have jet lag, it doesn't affect me as bad because I go to the gym and I tire myself out and I'll sleep like a full night, even you know if it's meant to be the daytime where I am. So yeah. It helps.
I want to talk about some of the music, and I wonder how the music helps in all this. I mean, certain songs, if there are any in particular that kind of provide you with comfort. The one I was thinking of is The Writer.
I wrote The Writer a few years ago. It was really stupid. At the time, I really liked this guy, and he didn't like me back. And it's strange because now I think about it, I don't know what I saw in this guy. I don't know why there was any kind of... infatuation there.
Well,
but there was
like 18 or 19 then, right?
Yeah, I was pretty young. Yeah, and
now you're 22.
I didn't know what was going on really, but I ended up writing this song because I basically was, I mean, it's a very anti-feminist song without wanting to be. We're interrupted by the heat of the sun, trying to prevent what's already begun. You're just a body, I can smell your skin. And when I feel it, you're wearing thin. But I've got a plan. Why don't you be the artist? I'll make me out of clay. Why don't you be the writer?
What are the feelings that you summon now when you sing that song? Is there like a...
When I sing that song, I know that there are people in the audience who love that song. I know that that seems to be like a favourite with my fans. And there are a lot of girls out there at a young age who get obsessed with a guy and they would do anything for them. So with that in mind, I go on stage and I sing it. I imagine, you know, how they feel and how I used to feel.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Your version of your song, Elton John's Your Song, which is a huge hit, is so different from his. Is this a song that you played at a big wedding recently?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where was that? I'm going to make you say
it. It was at Buckingham Palace for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
Will and Kate,
yeah,
as we know them here,
yeah,
casually in the United States.
Yes.
Is there a reason why this song was chosen, or did you choose it?
I did not choose any of the songs. It wasn't my decision. And why would it be? It wasn't my wedding day. But they are big fans, which is wonderful. But they are truly, truly wonderful people. I feel lucky to know them. I feel lucky to have been part of such an incredible day. I wish them just every happiness because they so deserve it. They're such a lovely couple.
And just tell me what it was like to sing this particular song for them. I know that Diana, Will's mom, loved the song, and she was friends for a time with Elton John. Mm. And your version is so different.
Yeah.
Tell me just about how you arrived at this version.
Well, an advert in the UK had requested some singers to record a version of your song. So I thought, oh, this is an interesting thing. I'll give it a go. I'd never approached the song before. I'd never really listened to the song that much. And then the more I listened to it, the more I thought what a beautiful song it was. And I became very attached to it. And we got into the studio. And I think that the original is so beautiful and probably kind of untouchable. I think we just wanted to do something, you know, almost change, almost have it as a different song.
If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a girl who makes potions in a travelling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you.
Really nice to have you here, and good luck on the rest of the tour. You're heading out all the way west, all the way to the other coast in the United States.
Yeah.
Really good luck, Ellie. So nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Music from Ellie Goulding's new album called Lights. Goulding may be coming to your town. Her itinerary is at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.
Now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is now you're in.